Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 10 above. Tonight, clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Clouds on the increase Wednesday into Thursday. Upper 40s Wednesday, upper 30s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Emporia police say a woman reported missing over the weekend has been found dead. They recovered the body of 28-year-old Rebecca Robber Sunday. She left a bar early Saturday without her purse, phone, or jacket and was found 300 yards from where she was last seen. Police believe she died of hypothermia. An Oklahoma judge postpones the trials for two men charged with murdering two Southwest Kansas women. A judge set Tad Cullum's trial for October. The judge also rescheduled Cole Twombly's trial for February of 2027. Both pleaded not guilty to charges including first-degree murder. You can start filing your 2025 tax returns today with the IRS and the state. You have until April 15th to file unless you seek an extension. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Blue Jay boys wrestling team started the week off with a good victory over Colby High School, which came down to two matches. Weston Green was able to secure a fall, and Bryson Burge bumped up to heavyweight and also earned a fall. This performance earned Bryson Burge Wrestler of the Week on the boys' side. The team then traveled to Kearney for the Eunice Hospitality Duels, where Caleb Keysweater was named the 113-pound Wrestler of the Tournament. The event featured many high-quality matches, but after the second duel, the team began dealing with athletes who were injured or sick, resulting in several open weights. This situation created opportunities for JV wrestlers to gain valuable mat time. Those athletes stepped in and competed well, and the overall performance of the team was encouraging. Although the team finished 2-6 in the duels, there was satisfaction with how hard they competed and stayed in matches. Even when the dual score was not in their favor, the athletes are continuing to embrace the program's approach, and it's evident throughout the lineup. When JV wrestlers were inserted into the varsity lineup, they continued to push for bonus points, and many were able to earn them. The boys have a busy week coming up with a trip to Trego on Tuesday, senior night against Smith Center on Thursday, and league at Trego on Friday. The Blue Jay girls wrestling team started the week with a strong victory over Colby on Thursday. They then traveled to Kearney to compete in the Eunice Hospitality Duels, where they finished fourth overall as a team. Sophia Kane was named Outstanding Wrestler for the 170-pound weight class. Wrestler of the Week honors go to Keely Millen for her never give up attitude. She battled back to earn a fall against Lincoln East, securing the dual victory for the team. The girls have a busy week ahead as they have a trip to Trego on Tuesday, senior night at home on Thursday, and league competition on Friday in Trego. The Ellis County unemployment rate was reported as 2.5% for December for the second month in a row. All Northwest Kansas counties were below 4% except for Osborn County, which reported 4.9% in December. Many counties in the area are reporting less than 3% unemployment, with Sheridan County at the lowest at 1.9%. Preliminary estimates reported that the Labor Market Information Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate rate of 3.8% in December statewide. This is unchanged from 3.8% in November and unchanged from 3.8% in December of 2024. The labor force participation rate for Kansas increased to 67.5% in December. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 4,500 from November. Total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs decreased by 5,000 over the month, while government jobs increased by 500. The largest job gains in the private sector were in financial activity. The largest job gains in the private sector were in financial activities with over 600 jobs. The largest decrease was in trade, transportation, and utilities, losing 2,100 jobs. Since December 2024, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have decreased by 1,400. This change is due to an increase of 400 private sector jobs and a decrease of 1,800 government jobs. This release includes non-farm jobs and labor effort estimates for December 2025. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session Wednesday, January 25th, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Everly, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbart, and Jim Miller. Others were present to observe or discuss council business. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the January 7th City Council meeting minutes. Motion carried 6-0. The following old business items were addressed. James reported the rest of the fence is up at the impound lot. Now they're just waiting on the poles for lighting. James gave an update on the Retire the Ride list. The light at Travis Field for the handicap parking is still on the electrical department's list to complete. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Dale Engelbert, to accept the appointments of Mandy Fick for service, Hannah Bolt for association, Courtney Koss for association, Wendy Reedy for service, and Jess Galantine for association to the Travel and Tourism Committee for a two-year term expiring February 2028. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Gerald Jones, to approve the purchase of city email addresses for the council members and mayor. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Gerald Jones, that the city office create and print 30 business cards for each council member and the mayor. Motion carried 6-0. Mayor Jacobson appointed Gerald Jones, Jason Jones, Andrew Black, Dale Engelbert, Craig Everly, and Jim Miller to the sales tax ad hoc committee. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Andrew Black, to appoint Dale Engelbert as chairperson of the ad hoc sales tax committee. Vote taken. Motion carried 5-0, with Dale abstaining. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jason Jones, to adopt resolution number 3-2026, an abatement of conditions under the environmental code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas. It was noted this is for the property located at 315 West Taft. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. City Administrator James Moreau reported on the receipts and expenditures for the month of December for the General Fund, Electric Fund, Water Fund, Sewer Fund, and the Refuse Fund. James also reported on departmental activities. Gerald Jones reported the Public Safety Committee met and discussed some nuisance properties. James reported the property owner at 709 North 1st requested an extension due to medical reasons that were backed by a doctor's note, and they will continue to work on the property abatement. Gerald stated a community member attended the meeting to discuss the ongoing situation at 603 North State, but they arrived at a process. Should the concerns continue, they would be able to submit a written complaint to the city office and action would be taken from there. They also discussed the property conditions at 315 West Taft, which was just previously addressed with a resolution. They discussed the property at 803 North 1st, which had a vehicle parked on the easement that has since then been moved. A complaint was discussed that was received regarding a person or persons living in a camper on West Taft. Gerald stated there is an ordinance for this type of issue and Abby is going to research it further. However, it was reported that it was recently discovered that the house has been purchased purchased, and the new owner claims they're not living in the camper. The possibility of an ordinance change was discussed so there can be accessibility builds for those that own property and have accessibility issues like getting in and out of their homes. James and Jeff are going to pursue the change, and once it's ready, it will go before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then they will give a recommendation to the council for an ordinance change if that is the outcome. The last topic discussed was Civic Plus. It was decided to continue with the weekly test of the system. Gerald asked that Civic Plus be taken off the old business. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Gerald Jones, to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance Number 1782, an ordinance amending Chapter 13, Article 2, Sections 5, pertaining to cutting curbs, driveways, and pavement. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Gerald Jones, to adopt Ordinance Number 1782, an ordinance amending Chapter 13, Article 2, Sections 5, pertaining to cutting curb, driveways, and pavement. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. James reported on the Council Room Camera Ad Hoc Committee meeting. Jason stated the committee discussed a policy for the video recording and posting. He presented a draft resolution for the policy, which states that video recording of the council meetings will be posted on the city's YouTube page on the Friday following the applicable meeting, and each video will be available to the public until the next meeting video is posted. Abby explained that retention and deletion of the recordings, as well as the comment section of the policy, should also be determined before passage. After much discussion, it was decided for Abby to have the resolution ready for passage at the next meeting, so it includes that comments on the city's YouTube page will be shut off and it will be effective immediately, so recording and posting that meeting video can take place. Jim Miller reported the utility committee met and discussed the new water meters and the utilities that are not being billed to the various entities and organizations. Jim reported the December bill for power from Prairie Land was $115,372.14. The Western Area Power Administration bill was $10,064, and the Southwestern Power Association bill was $2,610, for a grand total of $128,046.14. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Jim Miller, to give James Council support to go to the various organizations and entities that are receiving free utilities from the city to reach an agreement for compensation. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Dale Engelbert, seconded by Andrew Black, to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance Number 1781, an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 3, Sections 5 and 6, pertaining to electrical rates. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Dale Engelbert, seconded by Andrew Black, to adopt Ordinance Number 1781, an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 3, Sections 5 and 6, pertaining to electrical rates. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Dale Engelbert, to approve the removal of the following debts from utility building and accounts receivable and proceed with submitting the debts to the Kansas Set-Off Program and other Collection Bureau of Kansas for collection, with the collection fee assessed as an additional cost as authorized by Ordinance 1700. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, that the city administrator delete all previous videos that were recorded for test and practice. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Andrew Black, for the mayor and council to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Council resumed regular session meeting at 7:15 p.m. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 2 as a whole. Motion carried 6-0. Motion was made by Dale Engelbert and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. According to Politico, House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson has tentatively scheduled a farm bill markup the week of February 23rd. That's according to three people familiar with the plans. Chairman Thompson briefed GOP lawmakers on a bill during a member meeting on Thursday. His farm bill text still hasn't been formally introduced, but is expected to have similar priorities to the version that advanced out of committee in May of 2024, nearly 2 years ago. but never became law. Committee staff is still awaiting cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, which could delay the markup. House Ag Republicans have said they're hoping to get a floor vote on the bill before the chamber recesses for Easter, according to two of the people who are granted anonymity to discuss private details. The most expensive GOP farm bill priorities, like bolstering commodity and crop insurance programs, was already included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act by slashing food aid spending. The Farm Bill 2.0, as Thompson has dubbed it, will address a number of leftover industry principles, such as rural development and research plans. Unclear, though, how open Democrats will be to voting on the chairman's farm bill. Well, many of them haven't given up on negotiations. They have said they feel burned by Republicans' cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Well, one of the things, too, to keep a look at is the potential of the partial government shutdown. And it looks like the votes in the Senate are canceled tonight after, of course, much of the nation covered in snow on Sunday, and at least just days for the chamber to avert the partial government shutdown. Monday's vote on funding legislation has been moved to Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
It's RV show season, and people are itching to let the fun begin.
Four Seasons RV is having their own show, January 29th through 31st.
Admission is free, parking is free, and you are free to roam around Four Seasons' 9,000-square-foot showroom and acres of campers on the lot.
25 RV brands on display, including Four Seasons' new luxury brand, Axiom. Show pricing honored all month long.
Come early for best selection and save at Four Seasons RV.
KansasRV.com.
6 miles east of Abilene, along I-70.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Kerr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll see a good deal of sunshine over the next few days, really through midweek Wednesday, as an upper-level ridge of high pressure gradually builds in from the west. And along with that, we'll see a gradual moderating trend with our high temperatures as well. By the time we get to midweek Wednesday, even up to some 50s for high temperatures into far western portions of Kansas. Still looking to stay confined, though, to the 30s for high temperatures for eastern portions of the state by Wednesday afternoon. And then a weak cold frontal boundary looks to slide in from the northwest Wednesday night, bringing some cloud cover but not any precipitation expected with that frontal passage. It'll cool us back into the 20s for highs for eastern Kansas by Thursday. For northwest Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see ample amounts of sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the upper part of the 30s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the west and southwest at around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Into north central Kansas for this afternoon, lots of sunshine with highs in the upper 20s to near 30. Winds from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, it's full-on sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 20s, winds turning to the southwest at 10 to 15. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, enjoying ample amounts of sunshine, but still on the colder side of average, with highs only climbing up into the lower 20s, winds out of the south and southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For south central Kansas for this afternoon, look for a good deal of sunshine, high temperatures climbing up into the upper 20s, close to 30 degrees. Southwest winds increase to 15 to 20. For southwest Kansas this afternoon, mostly sunny with highs in the middle to upper 30s, southwest winds at 15 to 20. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health.
even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.